From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States says it will protect its interests in Syria while trying to keep lines of communication open to Russia. Washington was reacting to Moscow's warning against aircraft operating in its area of operations after a U.S. warplane Sunday downed a Syrian aircraft the U.S. said was dropping bombs near U.S.-backed rebel forces. Sean Spicer is a White House spokesman.
The escalation of hostilities among all of the factions that are operating there doesn't help anybody. And so making sure that people understand that while we want to de-escalate the situation there, that we have to understand that we will always preserve the right of self-defense.
Russia, which backs Syria, said it would treat U.S.-led coalition aircraft flying west of the Euphrates River as potential targets, tracking them with aircraft and missiles. It did not say it would shoot them down. General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, said efforts are underway to defuse the situation.
I think the worst thing we could, any of us could do right now would be, address this thing with hyperbole. An incident occurred. We have to work through the incident. We have a channel to be able to do that. And I think it's going to require some diplomatic and military engagement in the next few hours to restore the deconfliction that we've had in place. And again, the deconfliction that we've had in place is in our mutual interest because it allows us to address what at least pro-regime forces have indicated is our common enemy, ISIS.
Meanwhile, Australia says it's suspending air operations over Syria as a precautionary measure. A new alliance of Islamist groups linked to al-Qaeda Monday claimed responsibility for Sunday's attack on a Mali luxury resort that left at least five dead. Four were tourists, the fifth a soldier who died in the firefight involving French and Malian special forces. The jihadist alliance that claimed responsibility for Sunday's attack has identified itself as Nusrat al-Islam wal Muslimin. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May visited London's Finsbury Park Mosque Monday, meeting members of the community as it recovered from an attack by a white suspect who used a van to plow through Muslim worshippers. At least nine were injured. The suspect is identified by the media as 47-year-old Daryl Osborne, a Welsh father of four, reported to have shouted, "I want to kill all Muslims." He's being held on suspicion of preparing or instigating terrorism, including murder and attempted murder. Talks on Britain leaving the European Union officially got underway Monday in Brussels. Britain's negotiator David Davis sounded upbeat.
I've been encouraged by the constructive approach that both sides have taken. We've laid a solid foundation for future discussions with an ambitious but eminently achievable timetable.
The talks began nearly a year to the day that British voters opted to cut loose from the 28-member EU by a narrow margin. In Portugal, hundreds of firefighters are still battling fires that have killed at least 63 people, including a fireman since Saturday in a mountainous region some 200 kilometers northeast of Lisbon. Dozens more were injured. Qatar says it will not negotiate with neighboring countries unless they cease their economic and travel blockade of the Gulf state. The countries have accused Qatar of supporting terrorism, a charge it denies. Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates cut ties with Doha 2 weeks ago. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez Monday rejected President Donald Trump's revised Cuba policy, restricting travel and business ties with Havana.
President Trump's policy constitutes a setback in bilateral relations. The Cold War language prevailed in the ceremony that was attended by notorious terrorists. As it occurred in the past, the announced measures will not serve their intended purposes.
Mr. Trump's announcement Friday was in response to the Communist Island's human rights record and its harboring of U.S. fugitives. In Nigeria, at least 12 people were killed, several wounded by five female suicide bombers with suspected ties to Boko Haram. The late Sunday attacks targeted displacement camps in the village of Kofa near the capital city, Maiduguri. President Trump met Monday with heads of 18 U.S. technology companies at the White House in a bid to make government networks more efficient.
Our goal is to lead a sweeping transformation of the federal government's technology that will deliver dramatically better services for citizens, stronger protection from cyber attacks, and up to $1 trillion in savings for taxpayers over the next 10 years.
Mr. Trump has signed an executive order to overhaul the government, possibly including privatizing some functions. U.S. stocks hit fresh record high closes Monday, the benchmark Dow Jones closing 21,528. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.